Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Matthew from Woodinville is. Matthew, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Matthew. Were you by any chance listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to grab the cheat sheet?
Negative.
All right, the playing field is level.
Level playing field.
And Steve, it's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What kind of animal is the Geico mascot?
He's a lizard.
Yeah, a little more specific.
Chameleon.
What?
Gecko,
yes. Gecko, which fast food establishment is known for having the meats?
Having the meat. Wendy's. Who's got the meat?
Not Wendy's.
Jack in the Box.
Nope.
McDonald's.
No. What color is the E in the Google logo?
Google. Blue, red, yellow.
Yes, red. Bubba Gump Shrimp Company was inspired by what movie?
Forrest Gump.
Correct. What river flows through Hell's Canyon?
Hell's Canyon River. Snake River.
That's right. What is the capital of South Korea?
Pistol.
Yes. Who resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
President.
That's right. SASB was the original name for what video communications platform?
Who?
SASB was the original name for what video communications platform?
Facebook.
No.
What do they do that? What do they talk? Skype.
No.
Pat.
What band performs the South Park theme song?
Green Day.
No.
Let's go with Osprey.
Oh, no. But you know what? You scored 6, and that's a fine score indeed.
Yeah, okay. I'm not convinced.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Well, Steve, are you feeling a little bit ready or a lot ready or somewhere in the middle?
In the middle, I'd say.
Yes! What kind of animal is the Geico mascot?
A gecko.
He is. What fast food establishment is known for having the meats?
Oh, that would be Arby's?
Yes. Yeah. What color is the E in the Google logo?
Crap. Red?
Yes. Bubblegum Shrimp Company was inspired by what movie?
Forrest Gump.
That's true. What river flows through Hell's Canyon?
Hell's River.
No.
Mississippi?
Nope.
Kwai?
No, sir. What is the capital of South Korea?
Soul.
Yes. Who resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
The president.
He does. SESB was the original name for what video communications platform?
SESB?
SESB.
Twitch?
No.
Microsoft Live?
No.
I don't know. Zoom.
Yes. What band performs the South Park theme song?
Primus.
Correct. How many years are in a score?
Huh?
How many years are in a score?
18.
No.
16.
No.
19.
No. With time left on the clock, Steve Miggs, you scored 8 this morning, and that is a win.
Let's go.
8-6. Sorry, Matthew.
That was a good game.
You too, my man. Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Our friend Matthew did know that the Snake River flows through Hell's Canyon.
Snake River.
And a score equals 20 years.
And I said 19.
You were so close. But good job on your victory this morning, Steve. We've got some merch that you should check out, especially if you are a fan of the game Beat Migs. It is the I Beat Migs t-shirt, and your friend designed you as like a dog man guy.
Shout out to my buddy Chris, who rocked that logo, which is awesome. And also, shout out to our new listener, Jaime, in Atlanta, who's been listening in Atlanta. Just sent me a direct, slid into my DMs, and showed me a picture of his Beat Migs shirt that he just got in the mail.
If you want to be like Jaime, go to KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Are you a big fan of the Madden video game? If so, go ahead and call right now because we really want to talk to you. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call if you love playing the Madden video game. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's a star with the Philadelphia Eagles. Saquon Barkley is going to be on the cover of Madden NFL 26. He's the first Eagles player featured since Donovan McNabb back in Madden 06. So it's been a minute.
Yes.
So in honor of this, just in case you didn't know, there's this thing called the Madden curse. And it's a superstition in the sports world that says that if you end up on the cover of Madden, you're going to get hurt. Your career's going to go into the tank.
Some crazy sex scandal might happen. And for a while, though, it felt like every year the Madden curse came true.
It was very much true.
Right.
So we put a list together of some of the more notable ones, and we want our listeners to guess whether that actually happened or not as we play a game called Madden Curse or Crock.
Still the best Madden theme.
Let's chat with Jeffrey from Marysville. Jeffrey, what was the team that you had to often play when you were doing Madden?
I pretty much dedicated Hawks fan.
So. Nice.
Same, man. I would always play the Hawks, and I would do whatever, anything in my power to make them better than they really were.
Yeah, it depends on whether you auto-draft or whether you draft on your own, usually.
All right, so we're going to do Madden Curse or Crock. So we're going to read you a story about a Madden player that was on the cover, and you have to tell us whether this happened or not. We're going to start off, actually, since you are a Seahawks fan, let's start with Madden 2007. Sean Alexander, was he hit by the Madden Curse when they'd say he was fractured his foot during the following season? Did that happen or not?
No.
Oh, man. He did fracture his foot. And the Madden curse did actually happen for Sean Alexander.
I do remember that.
That was such an awesome... It's crazy to think when you think about Sean Alexander, MVP for the team. I know like some people say, oh, it's because of that offensive line. But still, he was the MVP for the league.
Oh, yeah.
Had an insane amount of touchdowns. But you're hard-pressed to find someone saying that Sean Alexander is the greatest Seahawk of all time.
You're even right though about that.
He was an MVP.
206-803-ROCK. It is Robert, who's on the road to Seattle, wants to play Madden curse or Crock. And we got a question for you, Robert. Who did you always play when you were doing the Madden video game?
You know, I'm not going to lie. When Michael Vick was on the Falcons, they were my go-to. But nowadays, it's usually the Hawks.
Let's go, Hawks.
All right. Well, let's go back to Madden 2004 with Michael Vick. He broke his leg in a preseason game right after the game was released, missing most of the season. Is that a curse or a crock?
Curse.
You are right.
Well done.
That was the one where I was like, oh, is this Madden curse for real?
Oh, yeah. There's some scary moments out there. 206-803-ROCK, Joe from Tacoma, ready to play Madden curse or crock. When you play Madden, who's your team?
I'm a Dolphins fan, so I go to the Dolphins every time.
Fins up, baby.
Don't say that.
I think it's cute.
It's a good slogan. Okay. All right, let's go back to Madden 2013 on the cover, Calvin Johnson. He's known for his love of McDonald's burgers, and during OTAs, he bit into a double quarter pounder that was still frozen and broke a tooth. Did this happen? Is it a curse, or was it a crock?
Sounds like a crock.
You are right.
What a
Although,
crock.
Not a lie, he did love McDonald's burgers. Like he was obsessive McDonald's fan.
Did they ever hit him up for an endorsement?
No, but I don't know if they did. But I know like reporters would sometimes show up with McDonald's for him as like a bribe to talk to them, and he would take it.
Oh, I love that.
Which I think is fantastic.
Taylor from Marysville, what team did you often play when doing Madden football?
I usually use the Seahawks. Seahawks. Load the team up, make unfair trades.
Did you ever create yourself and make yourself a member of the Seahawks?
But normally I stick with the regular roster now.
Oh, Steve Miggs would always be the starting quarterback for your Seattle Seahawks.
Of course. All right, we're going to play Madden Curse or Croc with you, Taylor. Steve, let it rip.
All right, let's go back to Madden 2008. On the cover, forgot about this guy, Vince Young. All right, now, according to this story, injuries and inconsistent play followed, and he was benched soon after being on the cover. Was that a curse or is that a croc?
I believe it was a curse.
You are correct. I think so many people have forgotten about Vince Young.
I totally forgot about Vince Young until this moment.
Do you remember Peyton Hillis?
No.
He was on the cover back in 2012. After one breakout season, he was injured, caught up in contract drama, and then he was out of the league a few years later. Did that happen?
Yes.
You are correct.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's put Danny to the test. Madden 2010, Troy Polamalu, known for his awesome hair.
Oh, yeah, him.
Sports. Now, during a game, his hair got overly matted in a game that went into overtime, which forced him having to get a little bit of a haircut, and it actually screwed up his endorsement deal with Head & Shoulders. Curse or croc?
Ooh, curse.
No.
honestly, who knows?
He did have the best hair in sports, I think, ever.
Oh, for sure. I think if you're making a Mount Rushmore of football players with awesome hair, you'd definitely be on it.
The Daily Mix Show. The Seattle Mariners have announced they are retiring Randy Johnson's number 51 jersey in 2026. So most people, very happy about this. Others, though, they find a reason to complain.
Of course they do.
So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Seattle Mariners made the announcement that they are retiring Randy Johnson's number 51 jersey in 2026. And this is just months after retiring that same number for Ichiro Suzuki.
So Ichiro is getting retired first and then Randy Johnson.
This is the Mariners announcement all about it.
He was dominant. He was intimidating. He was electric. And he did it with a fire. The big unit, Randy Johnson. He became the first Mariner pitcher to throw a no-hitter.
Bang! It's over! He's done it!
He became the first Mariner pitcher to win the Cy Young Award.
He became the first pitcher to kill a bird.
I was waiting for that.
He gave Seattle its first taste of postseason baseball.
The trade to Seattle set my career in motion.
Randy Johnson is the big unit.
Bang! 3-0! And there's 19. That is a new American League record by
very proud to have played there for 10 years. Thank you, Seattle.
Want to know another cool fact about Randy Johnson?
Absolutely.
He's good friends with Rush.
Oh,
it's true. So most are very happy about the number being retired, but other people are finding a reason to complain about it, of course. So we got to go straight to the comments.
Found a few of those comments and figured who better to read them than another famous Johnson. So we go from one Johnson to the other. We go from the big unit to Rocky himself, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
So here are some comments about Randy Johnson going into the hall, getting his jersey number retired by the Seattle Mariners. Are you ready?
So ready.
Imagine if you actually would have kept him during his really good years.
Oh, man. I know. It's one of those what ifs, right?
Stings.
Yeah.
He should be in the bird-killing Hall of Fame, too.
David, have you ever seen the video of that?
I have.
It's amazing.
It's wild.
So crazy.
It just looks like it's like a magic trick.
It's like the time and place.
What are the odds?
Mariners fans will never celebrate a World Series win, but at least they can celebrate number 51 being retired twice.
Okay. This is our year, right?
This is absolutely our year.
We will be celebrating a World Series win after this year.
Mm-hmm.
The big unit was pitcher, and then the big dumper was catcher.
Yeah, there's a lot of jokes that could be written about that. We go from a big unit to a big dumper.
We have a thing, apparently.
Finally showing the big unit some love.
All right, yeah, another one ready?
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people are, you seem very happy that the big unit's getting some love.
I can't handle it.
This is so f***ing dumb. Make up your mind, Mariners. Are you retiring Randy or Ichiro? It can't be both. So dumb. So dumb. Are they going to have a memorial for the bird he killed, too?
Yes. And you can do that. Actually, a lot of teams have retired more than just one player the same number. You know what's funny is I went and found an interview that Randy Johnson did talking about the bird incident. And he was being interviewed by the Pat McAfee show last year, and they brought up the whole incident with him. So if you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. It was during a spring training game. He throws a pitch. It just so happens as he throws the pitch, a bird flies by, and he just murders the bird with the pitch. And here is Randy Johnson talking about that infamous moment.
Hey, that was a spring training game down in Tucson in 2001. It kind of caught everybody off guard. I'm like, what was that just happened? I thought initially that maybe someone had thrown something, and then the impact of the pitch pushed the bird over to the on-deck circle, and Jeff Kent, who was on deck, picked it up, and I think at that time...
Wait, so Jeff Kent's just holding the dead bird? Like, hey, everybody, check this out.
I don't think he's going to make it.
Everybody, myself, all the players, everybody in the stands, if you didn't realize what happened then... you did when he was holding up what was left of the bird. So 23 years later, they're still talking about this. 10 All-Star games, won 300 games, close to 5,000 strikeouts, MVP of a World Series.
And?
You know, and I'm recognized and remembered for killing a bird.
Sounds about right.
It's pretty much the greatest moment in all of baseball.
I mean, I think that's the most impressive thing you can say. I mean, a lot of other people have won World Series, have won Cy Youngs, have been in All-Star games, have been retired jersey numbers and been in the Hall of Fame, but only one pitcher, I think, can say that he just murdered a bird.
He's in a class all his own.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so excited to be teeing off with you at the first of its kind, the KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing. We are less than a week out, Steve Miggs, and the spots were initially sold out, but they opened up some more foursomes. So if there are any left, now would be the time to act.
And yesterday they were briefing us on all the stuff that's happening at this tournament. It's going to be bonkers. It's going to be insane. Like, there's D-Ted Smith at a hole that's going to be heckling you. Trapper Sushi's going to be there giving out sushi rolls. Like, this whole thing is drinks, of course, and just it's going to be a party.
And we are going to be broadcasting live from all the fun from 6 until 10. It's at the Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park right here in Seattle. Get more info on the chaos at KISW.com. You are up and at 'em and you are ready to seize the day. But we're not going to let you out into the world without a little pop culture knowledge, right, Steve?
That's right.
Let's tell these folks what's trending.
On the Daily Mix Show. We're straight, let's go. Let's go.
After 16 years, amassing more than 1,500 episodes, Marc Maron has announced that his iconic podcast, WTF with Marc Maron, is going to be ending this fall.
Oh, damn.
I know. It's wild.
16 years we've been doing this, and we've decided that... We had a great run. And now, basically, it's time, folks. It's time. Is coming to an end. And it's our decision. We'll have our final episode sometime in the fall.
What the f***? I mean,
did you ever listen to Marc Maron's podcast?
Oh, for sure.
I would always pick and choose. I haven't listened to it in forever, so I don't remember the last time I listened. I remember listening when there was an episode where he interviewed the President Obama.
Oh, yes.
And then I found it more fascinating in the following episode about what went down in order to make that interview happen, where he interviewed his own producer and talked about all the Secret Service. Because, I mean,
oh my gosh,
Obama came to his house.
That's
like,
so wild.
He would do the podcast like in his garage. But I would always cherry pick it based on the guest.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I would tell you, he did a great job with these interviews.
And kind of one of the OGs of the podcast movement, you know?
Inspiring so many to do podcasts. Maybe for the worst, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Some people, I'm like, I don't know. Do you really need to do a podcast? Hey, there's a show called Mythical Kitchen's Last Meals, and Joe Jonas from the Jonas Brothers was on it. And they were looking back on that 2009 episode of South Park. Do you remember that? I don't know if either one of you guys are big South Park fans.
I do know what you're talking about, although I am not a big South Park fan.
So in that episode, like, they're basically mocking the Jonas Brothers, and the Jonas Brothers were like, you know, like, they were like being made fun. But basically, Mickey Mouse was involved in it, as well as an episode called The Purity Ring, or The Ring, because they were known for having purity rings to make them basically say, hey, you don't have sex until marriage.
Bunch
or whatever.
Of good boys.
And like, this was like the moment from South Park.
Our decision is final. We have decided as a band not to wear purity rings anymore. Yeah, you tell them, Joe.
Boys, I know you're tired, but the purity rings are important to the company's image.
We don't care about the company.
And you're going to say that to the boss's face?
We aren't afraid of him.
Well, I hope you're right, because the boss is on his way here. Now.
Oh, Jesus, he's here. Boss is here. What's all this I'm hearing about not wearing the purity rings?
There's Mickey Mouse, who's like a mobster, basically, and just kind of giving them a bunch of crap and basically saying that, you know, Disney's behind all these fake rings to just kind of sell sex and all that. So the Jonas brother, what was it, Joe Jonas, was being interviewed about that, and he had this to say about that episode.
How big of an impact did that episode of South Park actually have?
I think I was the only brother that loved it.
Really?
Yeah. I think we didn't have as tough of, like, our skin was not as thick back then. And true. I thought it was hilarious because I watched South Park. And I was like, this is so funny. I know what they're doing. They make fun of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's like you've made it when South Park makes fun of you.
It's like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
You can like rest easy now. Like you accomplished a lot.
And nobody got it as bad as Tom Cruise and John Travolta.
Oh, my God.
With the Trapped in the Closet one.
Oh, the best.
Oh, Kanye got it pretty bad, too. You know, Jennifer Lopez got it pretty bad as well. Oh, Ben Affleck.
Those were good ones, too.
Yeah, so the Jonas Brothers, they should quit complaining.
Tinder is turning an old April Fool's joke into reality, and they're testing this new height filter. So it won't block anyone completely, but if you have a premium account, you can now guide the algorithm by height. So short kings, you know, they're not exactly pumped about this.
I thought about this recently. I was having a conversation with a buddy, and they asked like if you could pick, because, like, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I don't have any hair. And they said, would you be willing to trade your height for hair?
Ooh.
And I was like, I thought about it for a second. I'm like, yeah, I always wondered, like, how differently you get treated if you had a full head of hair. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, people judge you for the dumbest crap, including height. And I was like, you know, I think I'd rather be bald and tall than short and have a full head of hair.
I mean, I think you look great with a bald head. I don't think you need to feel self-conscious about not having hair at all.
Thank you. That's not what Danny tells me, but I appreciate it. Danny, so Danny's not short.
Well, no, 5'10".
Okay, and you don't, and you have a full head of hair, but let's just say, like, somebody comes in here and says, I'm going to snap my fingers, and either you're going to lose a few inches or you have to lose the hair on top of your head. Which one are you going with?
Oh, my God. My hair's kind of my thing. I don't know if you guys have noticed. So, but I think I'd go tall.
Yeah. I don't think I could do short.
Have you ever done one of those bald filters, like on Snapchat or something? Because I'm very curious to know what you would look like with no hair now.
Terrible.
Wear a hat. You know, just rock the hat all the time.
I mean, that's sure. I kind of do that anyway. But at the same time, it's like, it's actually funny. I've had people be like, oh, we thought you were balding. That's why you wear a hat all the time. I'm like, no, it's because I don't want to do my hair in the morning. And they're like, you should really stop doing that.
I remember I used to wear a hat all the time, and somebody would tell me, you got to stop wearing a hat all the time. It's going to cause you to lose your hair.
Mm.
And I guess it did. But no, I mean, but But I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, because I look at like baseball players that have full heads of hair when they're like retired. Like, I don't think me losing my hair is because I'm wearing a hat. I don't think so either. Yeah.
Debunk that.
I did, definitely. Hey, there's a new trend in China that has young people paying $5 a day. This is the dumbest thing I've ever read. To go to fake offices and pretend that they have jobs.
What?
That way they could say that they're not unemployed.
Oh, what are we doing?
I mean, they could just come here. Yeah.
We'll put them to work.
They can work just as hard as the rest of us then, right? I remember many years ago, we did a bit on when I was working at the end on the Andy Savage show, and it was the dumbest thing. And I don't think we can get away with it now, but for like concert tickets, you had to go to a random company and had to have your cell phone on so we could listen to it. And you'd have to walk into the company and act like as if you worked there. And see how long it takes until somebody says, what are you doing here?
Oh.
And it was super interesting, like where, like, you know, they would walk in and be like, yeah, I'm here from work. And the receptionist, back in the day when people had receptionists, this is how long ago this was like, well, I don't know who you are. And then their job was to try and fake it to get past the receptionist and then go find a place to sit.
I love that, and I think it's the most fun, and I think we should bring it back.
Oh, you think so? Yes. Would you be willing to be the first person to go do it?
I would love to.
You would walk
in. It's like improv, you know? It'll be so fun.
You would walk into a random business.
Why not?
In.
I'll put on like a little pantsuit, you know? Look like a boss bitch.
Okay. You have to walk in and then pretend to be the new boss.
The new CEO is here. I'll get some business cards.
Would you go by Tyron Daly, or would you come up with a more professional sounding name?
Oh, you don't think my name sounds professional?
Not at all.
Wow. The Daily Mix Show. How would you like a shot at beating Steve, the man with a record of 181 wins, 60 losses, and 42 ties in 2025? 206-803-ROCK. Call up now if you would like to play Beat Migs at 850.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.